include the earth in your prayers and in your awareness. Because one of the great sadnesses, if you like, of this culture and the effect it has had, it has cut us off from the earth, from the sacredness of creation. And that is why there is this split and this ecological devastation. And I think at this time, if we want to make a contribution to the whole, if we want to make a contribution to life, it is to remember the earth and to, in a way, ground ourselves in that awareness. The most visible result of our complete self-absorption as a culture, of our complete selfishness, is the ecological devastation. It is the most visible result of our lack of responsibility, of our lack of taking upon ourselves the role of vice-regent of the planet, this role humanity was given. And so I think that if we have any duty to the whole, if we have any duty to give to creation, we should remember the world in our prayers, in our meditation. And, of course, if we have a garden where we are growing something, it is easier to dig the ground with a certain love, to bring the zikr into our planting. But it doesn't have to be physical, because the world soul is also very present, is also part of us, is also crying out for a certain remembrance. So if you want to make, or you need to make an offering, a simple offering of prayer, of healing, of remembrance, one should include the substance of creation. I always love this Sufi expression, the secret of the word kun, to be, the very secret of creation, this beautiful mystery. I was a hidden treasure and I longed to be known, so I created the world. And of course, how much we have forgotten that, because we think the world is here to sustain us. And that's why I was talking yesterday about this misuse of the word sustainability, that people use the word ecological sustainability as how can the world sustain us, rather than how can the world sustain its own sacred purpose. And that's why I wrote a series of articles recently in America about the need to understand this deeper dimension of ecology, that the ecological crisis, the root of it was our disregard of the sacred in creation. That is what caused the split, because if we revered the sacred within creation, we wouldn't treat it the way we do. We just couldn't. We wouldn't defile it the way we have defiled it. We wouldn't pollute it the way we have polluted it. We wouldn't desecrate it the way we have desecrated it. So why not go back to the root, to the cause, and return in our prayers, in our meditation,